Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
When you look at the month of July, we've seen confidence and sentiment on the STI start to turn a bit sour over the last five trading days. And currently, the Straits Times Index is now in the red for the month of July. There's a lot of risk-off sentiment, a lot of key economic events this week that might be keeping investors a bit on the sidelines and a bit skittish, and also some domestic concerns about the local economy. To see how all of this might be impacting sentiment on the markets today, we're joined on the line by Terrence Wong, the founder of Azure Capital, to talk to us about what he's seeing in the markets. Terrence, good afternoon. And once again, thank you so much for joining us today on Primetime.
Hey, JP. Thanks for having me.
So, Terrence, as we've mentioned, markets in July are in the red at the moment. What are you guys at Azure Capital seeing as to why sentiment this month seems to have taken a bit of a more sour turn the last couple of days? And how are you guys managing this seeming shakiness that we've seen growing on the SGX?
Well, that's right, JP. Global markets were largely in the red, but actually not everywhere. The main exception was really in the U.S., which has continued to reach all-time highs. The fear right now is that, you know, the U.S. is looking very, very toppish, and that could have a further impact on regional markets. A number of potential flashpoints out there, you know, the on-again, off-again trade resolution or possibility of trade resolution, rising fears of a recession, potentially hard Brexit, and there's also the geopolitics, particularly in the Middle East, and that affects oil prices. There are a lot of moving parts, and I think we earn our fees, you know, by really trying to maneuver around these impediments. Focus on Southeast Asia right now, which has been extremely volatile over the past year and a half. While I'm focused on stock picking, really don't ignore macro factors. And, you know, as I mentioned, there are a lot of potential flashpoints out there. So for this year, we've been particularly nimble, and we will take profits, you know, whenever there are opportunities.
All right. And, do you think that there are looking at this right now, Terrence, the other thing that markets are looking out for also is on Thursday morning, early Singapore time, we have the Federal Reserve expected to make their policy decision, and most markets are looking for a 25 basis point rate cut at the least from the Federal Reserve. Now, do you think this could actually give an impetus for more gains in markets, or could people actually start taking profits once the Fed decides, and if the Fed even decides to actually lower policy rates as many are expecting?
Like not too long ago, a lot of people were expecting like 50 bips rate cut. In fact, it was as high as I think initially it was like 60%. But because of the good numbers, second quarter GDP numbers last Friday, that has, I think, been reduced to below 20% for 50 bips cut. So now, where people are expecting is that, you know, it's going to be a 25 bips cut. More importantly, though, what the market is really looking out for will be the Fed statement on future guidance of the cuts. So if it is already more or less a given that's 25 bips, you know, we'll be very, very surprised if it went the other way and there's no cuts at all. But I think that, like you mentioned, minimum 25 bips is, if it's going to be 50 bips, there could be a slight excitement, but still people will be looking out for the statements. Whether is it going to be dovish? If it's going to be dovish, which means that the Fed still thinks that the economy is going to be very, very challenging, then believe that the markets will start to take this positively because there's going to be further cuts. So in essence, back to the good old days where bad news really is good for the markets.
I see. We're still speaking to Terrence Wong, the founder of Azure Capital. And Terrence, I want to shift our focus now on some of these domestic concerns that the markets have, especially with more and more people actually saying the word recession as a possibility here in Singapore. Is a potential recession a distinct issue that markets are have to deal with this year? And how is Azure Capital preparing for a potential recession if this is a concern at all for you guys over there?
Well, for me, I think that there is going to be a very likely going to be a technical recession, but not full-fledged one. Given the risk of a slight, but given that there is a risk of a slight in the U.S. markets, you know, I've gone more cash heavy, with or without a recession. For my portfolio right now, we have about 70% in stocks and 30% in cash. But of course, this does not only apply to the Singapore market. I mentioned earlier that I look at Southeast Asia. This applies to all the different geographies across Southeast Asia. And depending on data that comes in, as well as the sentiments, I'm not averse to actually increasing our cash holdings. I maintain I'll focus on buying stocks, you know, that really offer very good earnings visibility, strong fundamentals, as well as balance sheets and sustainable dividends. So on a whole, if you look at the Singapore market, currently it's trading about 13 times earnings with a yield of about 4.3%. I don't think it's expensive. And on its own, I think that, you know, it is fairly robust. It is attractive. But given the weak potential topishness in the U.S. markets, I'll be a little bit more cautious.
All right. And what sectors would you probably find most of? Are there particular sectors where you're actually finding some of these stocks that are might be sturdy or might be able to withstand some of these potential near-term risks that we're seeing that you just identified?
Intuitively, if you look at the markets, if you have a negative view on the market, like I say, intuitively, you'll be looking at the defensive plays like telcos, transport companies, as well as REITs. But I think that property as a sector could look very, very interesting, given that there are currently cuts in the interest rates, and coupled with a very limited land supply. If you look at the GLS, the government land supply, we are actually at an all-time low. In fact, it is the lowest since 2006. We're not talking about 2016, we're talking about 2006, that's 13 years ago. And already, if you look at, if you read the papers, you see a return of interest in some of the recent launches. And I think that this is definitely a welcome sign a year after the cooling measures.
And finally, Terrence, I'm glad you brought up, I just want to enter a note on property. I'm glad you brought that up because, of course, one of the most successful or one of the most most impressive sectors here has been the REIT sector. If I'm not mistaken, the index itself is up about 18% year to date. But the question now of some analysts is, or in some investors is, are REITs starting to become overvalued or is there still some upside left? What do you folks at Azure Capital say about the actual valuations of REITs right now?
And the REIT has been, seen insane kind of like growth over the first and the second quarter of this year. I think it's nothing short of amazing. And while the valuations look slightly stretched, it is likely to remain firm in the second half, I believe, given that, central banks are currently cutting rates. So that's going to be positive for the REITs. And that should keep investors' interest high for U stocks. But, I wouldn't advise, that kind of blanket buys that we've seen in the second quarter, the indiscriminate buying of the REITs. I think investors need to be a lot more choosy compared to a few months ago. Our preference is really for the smaller mid-cap REITs where yield compression hasn't really taken full effect, which means that, they haven't like risen almost as fast as some of the blue chip names within the REIT space. And if you look at the sectors, it would probably be office followed by hospitality.
All right. So selectivity still is now becoming more and more important when going into the successful REIT sector. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much again, Terrence Wong, founder of Azure Capital, for joining us this afternoon on Primetime.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.